This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 17th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, a report on the first day of the impeachment proceedings in the Illinois House against Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. We'll also get a forecast coming up with meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, today's news. The lawyer for Governor Blagojevich is planning to attend today's meeting of the special House committee reviewing possible impeachment. Ed Gensen's appearance could provide the first hint of the Democratic governor's strategy as he faces federal corruption charges. The impeachment committee met yesterday for the first time but soon adjourned. The chairwoman said members didn't want to begin in earnest until the governor's lawyer could be there. Representative Barbara Flynn Curry also said she's awaiting a response from U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald about whether the panel will be allowed to hear testimony from certain witnesses without compromising the federal corruption case against Blagojevich. Danville Republican Bill Black says that committee exploring possible impeachment was marred by partisan politics. Black was appointed to the panel yesterday along with Chapin Rose, a Republican from Mahomet. But because Democrats hold a 12-9 majority in the group, Black says that could block Republican efforts to call people to testify or issue subpoenas. And Black says he's upset the House's Democratic caucus never reached a consensus on a special election measure to fill President-elect Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat. Black says he's confident such a measure would have passed had he and his colleagues been given the chance to vote on it.
Doesn't that kind of sound like business as usual? Isn't that what got us into this embarrassing situation that we're in? One-party rule, I don't want to do that, therefore I'm not going to do that. I don't understand it. Now there's a very well-orchestrated effort. Well, we just can't afford it. And there is, in fact, a way to do this with minimal cost.
Republicans argue that it could be done more cheaply and that an election is needed to restore faith in government. Democratic Senator John Cullerton, who will take over as Senate president next month, says Democrats decided against considering a special election because the House didn't take it up. Governor Blagojevich, who's accused of trying to sell the vacancy for personal gain, could still make an appointment, but the Secretary of State says he would use his authority to block such a move. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans are also blasting their chamber's Democratic majority for the same reason. Senators abruptly adjourned their session yesterday without taking up calls for a special election. The Urbana School Board has voted to approve two settlements to be paid to the parents of two minor children. But a spokesman wouldn't say if the settlement had anything to do with the district's handling of molestation complaints against former teacher John White. Mark Schultz says they won't comment until all legal action against the district is settled. Each of the settlements was for $250,000, the same amount as another settlement approved by the Urbana School Board 2 weeks ago. Board members discussed them last night in a closed-door session. District 116 officials are facing several lawsuits, accusing them of ignoring signs that White was molesting young girls in his classroom. Settlements of two cases were announced in court last month, and a retired district administrator, Carmelita Thomas, pled guilty to failing to report her suspicions about White in a plea agreement last week. White is serving a 60-year prison sentence after he pleaded guilty to sexual assault charges involving children in Urbana and Normal. The Urbana School Board has also approved a $27.5 million property tax levy. The director of business, Carol Baker, says they don't expect to use all of the increase, which tops 5%. She says the new levy should raise the property tax bill on a $150,000 home in Urbana by an average $42, or less than 2%. If you get a telemarketing call asking for a donation for Urbana High School, don't believe it. Urbana School District officials say any such call is a scam. District 116 spokesman Mark Schultz says they received a report of such a call from a person in Mahomet.
I was in contact with a person who called us today. They had been called, phone solicitor, asked for a donation for Urbana High School because, quote, they've been invited to a cool tournament, end quote.
Schultz told District 116 school board members last night the telemarketer hung up when asked to provide more identification. He says the Urbana District is not conducting any fundraising by telephone at this time, nor is anyone authorized to do so on the district's behalf. He says if you get such a call, don't give any money. Instead, report the call to your local law enforcement agency. A broken water main and snowy weather yesterday forced the cancellation of a meeting to look at ways to help social service agencies suffering from delays in state funding. That study session was to bring Champaign, Urbana, and Champaign County leaders together with officials of the area's main funding agencies for social service providers, including the local United Way and the county's mental health and developmentally disabled boards. Peter Tracy, the executive director for the two boards, says they need to find ways to help service providers who are currently owed more than $7 million in state funds, some of it more than 3 months overdue.
I don't think that local funders can make that up entirely, but I think that we can look at some options. One of them is to look at doing advance payments on our contracts to kind of help them with their cash flow problems.
Tracy says while local funding agencies can provide some of the money in advance, he doesn't see any additional money lying around to take the place of state funding entirely. Tracy wants local governments to pass resolutions calling on the state to follow the prompt payment law that they require other agencies to follow and pay their bills on time. As for the canceled meeting yesterday, Tracy says it will likely be rescheduled for next month. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. The first day of the investigations into possible impeachment-worthy conduct by Governor Ralph Blagojevich ended after a couple of hours yesterday without much fanfare. The members of a special Illinois House committee looking into the matter are being cautious as they wade into unprecedented territory. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Room 114 of the Illinois State Capitol is in frequent use when Illinois' General Assembly is in session. Legislative committees meet there to debate bills as lobbyists, reporters, sometimes even students on field trips shuffle in and out. But now that room is the launching pad for the impeachment effort against the governor. It's where the 21 lawmakers making up a special committee that was formed only Monday will hold hearings to determine if there's cause to remove Rod Blagojevich from office. A line formed outside the room as visitors waited to watch the panel's first meeting yesterday. And this time, there was none of the usual ruckus. A letter from the House clerk directed that, due to the unprecedented nature of the hearings, a greater level of order and decorum than found at most legislative committee meetings is required. Nobody shuffled in and out or talked on cell phones. And in their opening statements, the representatives on the panel, including Republican Patty Bellick of Hinsdale, reiterated that it's a somber occasion.
I think it's a sad but an extremely serious day in the history of the state of Illinois, what we're here to do today.
This feeling of gravity and promises to give Blagojevich a fair trial was a common theme. Even John Fritchie of Chicago, a Democrat who's one of the harshest, loudest, and most relentless critics of Blagojevich, and who has long wanted the impeachment process to begin, one would expect that he'd celebrate the day had finally come. Instead,
I truly take no glee and satisfaction in being here. I doubt any of us will find ourselves in a more solemn role than we do presently.
Fritchie promised he's going to leave his past prejudices at the committee room door. University of Illinois at Springfield political scientist Kent Redfield says it would be all right if Fritchie didn't.
You're not talking about a paneling a jury of 12 people who don't know anything about the case. This is a political decision about whether the governor is no longer fit to be governor of the state of Illinois. And so people can't suddenly become the objective juror with no knowledge of the case.
Although the impeachment process may be political, Blagojevich is the subject of major criminal allegations. The 76-page affidavit federal prosecutors presented last week lays out a swath of misdeeds that, if proven, could land him in prison. And members of the committee say that one of their objectives will be to carry on their business without interfering with that criminal case. Committee Chair Barbara Flynn Curry, a Democrat, says the criminal complaint itself will be reviewed as it's a matter of public record. But otherwise, she says, they're waiting to hear from prosecutors about which witnesses it would be appropriate for the committee to call. She says that doesn't present a problem as there are plenty of other matters to consider.
About the governor's use and perhaps abuse of authority, and those are quite separate from any criminal charges, but often those are the kinds of things that make up the stuff of an impeachment inquiry.
Curry requests that anyone, even members of the public, who could serve as a whistleblower, should step forward if they have information that speaks to wrongdoing by Blagojevich. Curry says she did extend an invitation to the governor to attend the hearings, but his spokespeople say he won't be making an appearance. His attorney, however, is expected to show up at today's hearing, a hearing that was pushed back an hour after a request by Danville Republican Bill Black.
Some of us are here with one pair of shoes, one sport coat, one suit, and other items that I needn't go into. So some of us may need to make a quick trip home.
A request that Chairwoman Curry agreed to.
Well, thank you for that suggestion, Representative. Such a commonsensical approach to this issue. I really appreciate it. And because of your concern about your underwear, we'll set tomorrow's hearing at 11 a.m. rather than 10.
A sign so that, despite the tomorrow. Strict procedures of decorum adopted for the investigative committee, questions? The mood is not so grave so as to interfere with the committee's sense of humor. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Well, most of us have escaped the wintry mix of precipitation that fell over much of the two-state area yesterday. Our forecast for today across the two states, mostly cloudy. There'll be a few flurries early in northern and central Illinois, a little freezing drizzle early in northern and eastern Indiana. Highs today ranging from 15 in far northwest Illinois to 35 in far south central Indiana. Champaign-Urbana today, mostly cloudy and a high of 25. For tonight, clouds and lows from 4 above in far northwest Illinois to 28 in the south, cloudy and 18 in Champaign-Urbana overnight. For tomorrow, in the north, mostly cloudy with snow and sleet arriving again primarily in the afternoon. In central sections, mostly cloudy with freezing rain arriving. In the south, cloudy with freezing rain changing to rain. Late afternoon highs will range from 20 in far northwest Illinois to 42 far south. For tomorrow in Champaign-Urbana, partly sunny in the morning, cloudy with freezing rain by afternoon, and temperatures slowly rising to around 30 by sunset. Tomorrow night, cloudy with freezing rain gradually changing to rain, the temperatures slowly rising to 35 overnight. Then on Friday, cloudy with some showers in the morning and a high of 37 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy and a high of 34. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 17th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.